Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said in our gospel today, he talks about the lex talionis, the law of the tooth. You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It wasn't all that long ago that someone would get angry at another, so angry that neighbors threatened to become dentists. If you do that again, I'll knock your tooth out. The proper response was to look that man straight in the eye and start quoting Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, make my day. At the end of the day, it didn't matter so much who threw the first punch as it did that there was an equal number of teeth on the floor. Retribution is about getting even, and so is the lex talionis, the law of the tooth, or so it seemed. Now, granted, the law is in the Old Testament, and people knew how to quote it readily enough. But here is another teaching in the Old Testament sitting right alongside the lex talionis. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. From this, perhaps, people had a twinge of conscience, and so they learned to modify their behavior. Look, brother, I don't hate you, but I'm still going to hit you. It's in the Bible. But wait, there's another teaching in the Old Testament, in the same book that teaches the lex talionis. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against your neighbor, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And to impress how important this was upon God's people, he followed up each law to love yourself, to love your neighbor as yourself, with this little bit big reminder, I am the Lord. Just saying. Well, God, we say, you can't have it both ways. Which is it going to be? An eye for an eye? Or do I take vengeance? Or do not take vengeance? The answer, what is it going to be? Is it found in man, in us? Do I just simply invoke whichever law is most convenient to me at the time? If I've been wronged, then it's lex talionis. But if I did the wrong, then it's, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Let me tell you, if that's our final answer, then everybody is in big trouble because the lex talionis is going to win. Surely then there's another answer given by God, a better answer than what is found in men. For everyone fails at loving his neighbor as himself, and everyone fails at keeping the I am as his Lord. Enter Jesus. Jesus said, you have heard that it was said, but I say to you. Why does he say, but I say to you? Is he giving us a new God or new laws? No. He's interpreting the old law in the way in which it was always meant to be interpreted, in the right way. Here is the law of love. Jesus said, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, show him your left. If anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. The law of love says, let the other man wrong you. Let him beg, borrow, and steal from you. Then, still be his friend. Still love him. After all, isn't this exactly the kind of person God is? The Old Testament people begged from God. Moses said to God, while the people down below were worshiping the golden calf, Lord, do not consume them. Have pity on them, O Lord. Did you just pull them out of the wilderness just to consume them? Don't do that, he begged. Old Testament people borrowed from God. They borrowed God's laws and his truth, and they converted it, twisted it into their own truth, and gave themselves justification for taking retaliation, getting vengeance against their neighbor. Old Testament people stole from God. Jacob stole his brother's birthright, a God-given birthright. Adam and Eve stole from the tree from which God told them, "You shall not eat." Yet God was still their friend, still loved them. Man demanded that God walk with them 1 mile, just one. And God went with them 2 miles. He was 200% their God. God did not refuse his children, his chosen ones. He always remained their God. He even made the sun rise both on the good and the evil, and the rains come down on the just and the unjust. God said, if you only love those who love you, you will run out of people to love. And then you'll be alone. So instead of loving people because they love you, love them as yourself, as you would yourself be loved. This, of course, is a hard teaching, isn't it? To love your enemies, to love those who wrong you and say false things about you. Enter Jesus. They slapped him, and he turned the other cheek. Learn from Jesus the true lex talionis. Do you know what it really means? Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. It means if they would have plucked out one of Jesus' eyes, he would have turned to them the other eye. If they would have knocked out one of his tooths, he would have turned to them another tooth. He did not refuse them who stole his tunic and divided it amongst themselves. He even broke bread with Judas. He gave them his cloak of being a sinner and took on their crown of thorns. The lex talionis was fulfilled by Jesus, who is God. He was perfect, even as our Heavenly Father is perfect, even in a way in which we cannot be perfect. Therefore, believe. Believe in what Jesus did, because it's for you. Believe that he is God for you. He loves you, not because of sin in you. He loves you as himself. And he teaches you a new way of looking at this mixed up world, a new interpretation through the lens of forgiveness and grace that comes only by the Holy Spirit. God says, go ahead, make their day. For what will you not get back in the resurrection? Give them an eye for an eye. Give them a tooth for a tooth. But you can only do it by faith in Jesus. And that's the tooth. I mean, that's the truth. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.